Pendleton at gmail.com.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Football games, Kansas City downs Buffalo, Arizona pounce Dallas. World Series tonight. We find out Clemson, Boston College at noon. And Brennan questionable against the Gamecocks. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, October the 20th, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. 10-20-2020. Hope all is well. Tony Morrell is going to join us 8:05 this morning. Looking forward to that. Can't wait to see what the Gamecocks have coming off of their big win against Auburn this past weekend. And then we're going to preview the trip down to Baton Rouge, as Miles Brennan questionable this week. Gamecocks get a chance to get a win on the road in the SEC. Two games last night, in case you didn't see it. It was a little different look for the Cardinals late last night. Dallas is wounded, and even though Dallas had 27 first downs, anyway, it was a rushing attack last night. For the second time in Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City. Let me give you Kansas City first. I jumped the gun on those two games. For the second time ever, Kansas City beat the Bills 26-10. Second time ever since Patrick Mahomes came about. The Chiefs ran the ball more than they threw it. And the rushing game was really, really good last night. They rushed for 245 yards, only threw for 221. Kansas City moves to 5-1. Buffalo falls to 4-2. In the Cowboys and Cardinals game, the late game last night, Cardinals pound the wounded Cowboys 38-10. Kyler Murray, a couple touchdown passes. Kenyon Drake had 184 yards rushing and two touchdowns and outplayed Zeke Elliott last night. Cardinals go to 4-2 and the Cowboys at 2-4, but the Cowboys still lead their division. We have Major League Baseball tonight. The World Series gets underway. Interesting that in this COVID world, in the World Series, that the best team in the American League is playing the best team in the National League. Best of seven in Arlington, Texas. The Dodgers will have home field advantage. Not home field advantage. They'll bat second. They'll be the home team tonight, game two, game six, and game seven, I guess it is. And so we'll see that. So if there is an advantage of batting last, I guess Dodgers will have that. Had the best record in baseball. And the Braves had the best record in the American League, or in the American League. So 8:09 tonight on Fox, as far as the World Series is concerned. Hey, we find out a third straight noon game for Clemson. Remember last week, Georgia Tech, noon ABC. This week, Syracuse, noon SEC Network. Well, next week, Boston College, noon on ABC. I don't mind those mixed in the way we've had those so far. We find out that in college football that again, Miles Brennan, questionable for LSU. We'll go into that story, what Ed Orgeron said about that coming up. Also, interesting golf note. We've got the match again. This time, not Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson with Brady and Manning out there. This time, it's Phil Mickelson still. His partner will be Charles Barkley. They're going to take on Seth Curry and Peyton Manning. Not quite as interested in this one as I was to at least get two good golfers coming out there. I have college football odds. I have Big Ten expectations to talk about, reviewing some more ACC, SEC, and national stuff to talk about as well. The producer of this and many other shows, including Tiger Calls last night, the engineer of this and those shows as well, the Andersonian, that is the most eligible bachelor in the upset of South Carolina for how much longer, I don't know, ladies, still the keeper of the roads. The host of segment number two, John_Height, the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our stinky dinky hunky tonky wonky wonky donkey, Mr. John Height. How you doing across the glass over there, buddy?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning?
Blessed. Very blessed. Tell me about your day yesterday.
Day was good. Worked for a while, went home, took a little snooze, and then came back to a little Tiger Calls. It's a solid Monday.
I did not get to hear Tiger Calls. News, anything come out of it?
No news. It was the Breast Cancer Awareness Tiger Calls. So nice. They were Kathleen Sweeney called in, and they discussed the All In Foundation and kind of the work that we're doing here with our Tigers for Tatas campaign.
Right.
And we just basically talked about that and kind of the mobile mammography buses and everything going on with the foundation and the fundraiser right now.
Nice.
So it's a very good show.
The sweetest, nicest person on earth.
Absolutely.
So it's always good to get her on. Your personal day?
Not much to it. Wasn't much of one, but it was good. Yeah. It was good. Didn't do a lot. Just basically took a nap in between shifts.
I like it. Drake and I had a great day yesterday. Played out tied and
I mean, it was a good start to it. I got a phone call.
Well, the reason you did is, we used to host the shows in the garage. As soon as I gets home, the third thing he said to me was, John, and he puts his hands over his head for the headphones. He wants to talk to John on the headphones because he would do that,
right?
During shows and all this kind of stuff. And anytime he has headphones on, he thinks he's talking to John. So we go out in the garage, and he's like, John. I said, well, man, I don't have any headphones, bud. They're at the station. I can't help you here. I wish I could. And he's like, John. So we called you, and he just wanted to say hello and that he loves you, and bye-bye. And so that was all that.
It was a bright spot of the day, no doubt.
Yeah. So he loves doing that. He tells everybody he loves them.
That's a good way to be.
I guess. It is a, he goes, I owe you.
Well, anyway, that's better than him being like, I hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody.
Like Twitter.
Yeah.
That's right.
He hadn't seen Twitter yet.
No. He's not introduced to Twitter as of yet. We went to lunch yesterday with the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And waitresses, I love you. everybody in the place, I love you. Got to tell the fellas bye. I love you. Anyway, so he's all into that.
What a guy being
kid.
A dude.
Yeah, what a great kid, man. So anyway, had a nice night with that. Watched the replay of Clemson and Georgia Tech yesterday, and man, just amazed. I thought the second team offensive line looked much, much, much better. Now, this is a different look. Mays did not make the trip.
Oh, he didn't?
Nope. Hunter Rayburn played right tackle. Trotter played center. And I'm going to tell you, Rayburn was not technically sound and great. I'm not sure what his assignments are, all this kind of stuff. But he played with an edge.
Mm-hmm.
Walker Parks is technically sound.
Yes. With an edge.
Yes. Chio's getting better. Taekwon Johnson still needs to lose a little weight, get his feet going a little bit more. I think he's got a chance. And then Trotter looked a lot better at center. I thought the second team offensive line looks much better in this one and paving the way for, again, I thought might have been Kobe Pace's best game. And obviously all the quarterbacks and wide receivers. Joe and Joe's touchdown. I don't know how – I didn't miss it the first time that it was really, really good, but watching it and watching downfield blocking. And oh, by the way, we gave Will Sweeney credit for it. It was Will Brown's downfield block.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got the Wills confused.
Yeah, but he made a great downfield block of seeing that. and seeing the just the offense with all those new faces in there, that's amazing because you think about it. I mean, those guys aren't involved in the game plan and in the reps every single day together this way. And to throw a team like that together with all the hodgepodge pieces and to still get it, you know, do it like that, that was great. And then seeing, I watched Trenton Simpson a bunch last night and seeing him run around and make plays and just had a good time, certainly a good time watching that, no doubt about that. Any Monday Night Football for you last night?
I kind of had it on, but I watched the end of the Bills-Chiefs game when I got here.
Right.
And then realized I could either watch the Monday night game or the replay of the Clemson game that was on. And I chose the replay.
Replay the Clemson game. Yeah, no doubt. Everybody in the right mind would certainly do that. Cowboys,
also, the Cowboys didn't give me much of a reason to tune in.
No, Andy Dalton, 34-54. Remember when they signed a big contract with him? You're like, man, that's a lot of money for a backup. Didn't know you'd need him like you needed him last night. But 34-54, again, a weird day that the Cardinals, actually, Kyler Murray, 9 of 24 last night.
Mm.
But one of those, a 60-yard pass to DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins only caught two balls last night, but they only completed 9 passes and still won 38-10. It was a 261-yard rushing night last night. You know, is it a weird night that we got back to run the ball and stop the run? Because the Cardinals rushed for 261 and the Cowboys rushed for 97, and the Cardinals won 38-10. And on the other side of it, the Chiefs ran for 245 and the Bills ran for 84.
Mm.
Back in the old days of football, we would say, run the ball and stop the run. Well, now we're in this pitch and catch league. You don't really say it anymore, but it's exactly what happened last night. The most dominant running team won both games, and then they shut down the run on the other side. And so you give them a lot of credit for that coming out of it. You going to watch any World Series tonight? You got a little Tampa Bay and the Dodgers coming up. You get Clayton Kershaw versus Tyler Glasnow.
Oh, that's painful.
He was a former Pirate.
Well, have to raise a starting lineup for former Pirates, it seems like.
Archer trade worked out pretty good for them.
It worked out really good for them, especially because Archer has completely fallen apart since then.
Yeah.
But Austin Meadows in the outfield. You have Charlie Morton, former Pirate, on that staff as well. But Tyler Glasnow is the one I hate. I mean, Gerrit Cole, I expected to get away because you weren't going to be able to pay him the kind of money that your New York Yankees could pay him.
Right.
But Glasnow, you still had some controllable years on there.
Right.
So, but happy for those guys to be in a better situation. I'm pulling for Tampa.
I'm going to pull for the Dodgers because the Rays and the Yankees had their little brouhahas all year long when they were throwing each other's head the whole time. Dodgers 43-17 in the regular season. The Rays 40-20. These are the only two teams that won 40 games. I thought it's a little bit strange that maybe encouraging that through all the COVID stuff, through all of the teams playing, not playing, all the bubble stuff, all the travel stuff, all that going on, that the two best teams in baseball make it to the World Series. And so you kind of feel better about baseball coming, you know, certainly coming out of that.
Look at you taking one for the Braves. You're sticking up for the boys.
Well, you know, do it sometimes. I have early enrolling news at Clemson later in today's show.
Saw some of that yesterday.
We'll get to that coming up for sure. What is on tap for segment number 2?
Yesterday, we basically spent all 3 hours on the Clemson game.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. So I want to start kind of, you know, moving our football conversation elsewhere today. We're going to talk a little Louisville-Notre Dame, North Carolina-Florida State, Auburn-South Carolina, Kentucky-Tennessee, maybe some Mississippi State, because I feel like we hit – Georgia Tech, Clemson, and Alabama-Georgia a lot yesterday. We kind of bounced around some of these other games.
I'm looking forward to that for sure. I did one other thing last night.
What was that?
I started to compile my 2022 recruiting board for Clemson.
There you go.
We were forced to do it earlier and earlier and earlier because this 21 class is basically done. And I got to tell you, this 2022 class, looks like what last year's class looks like.
Really?
Yeah, you've got a top 100 quarterback in Ty Simpson that I think they feel pretty good about. You've got Trevor Etienne is probably not coming here because he wants to forge his own way somewhere else. He's 44th in the country according to rivals.com, but there's still all kinds of top 250 backs in here. You've got some great-looking wide receivers. You know one of the differences this year is that you've got a bunch of kids from the state of South Carolina in the top 250 and 4 stars and top 100 players. Skinner, the tight end out of Greer. You got the offensive lineman over at Greenville. You've got the defensive end down at Hilton Head, ranked 54th in the country.
Let's go.
You've got the Jaden Lucas, ranked 20th in the country. 5-star by one, 4-star by rivals out of Malden. So there's some kids from the state of South Carolina. But you got there's 5 stars at corner that you're in on, 5 stars at linebacker that you're in on, defensive tackle, number one defensive tackle in the country, probably lead on out of Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a great-looking group at tight end that you're after right now. It looks like it's early, but in this weird class this year, this is not going to be a top-ranked class this year. Last year's class was ranked 1 or 2, depending on who you talk to. This class looks like that kind of class. So we'll talk about that a little bit maybe during today's show as well. Hey, my great friends at Roosters, roosterSMGC.com, the American Barbershop is back. Get your hair cut like a man. Feel like a man. Straight razor shave back of the neck. I got a little hair in the back of my neck right now. I got to have a little razor shave back there. Also, straight razor shave on the face, facial massage, head massage, you know, that neck stuff. Get, take care of that. They can do the express things as well. Whenever you stop by Duck Donuts, get your hair cut as well right beside it. That's Pleasant Plaza on Pleasant. Plaza on Pelham, not Pleasantburg. Plaza on Pelham in Greenville. Stop by and see the good folks. This is easy to remember. It is Roosters MGC. That's Men's Grooming Center. RoostersMGC.com. Segment 2 with John Height when you return right after this. Just like the smartphone outdid the flip phone, the patented powered water system of Zero Res is out cleaning the old methods. Right now, 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129, and mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule today at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Nobody loves fall more than a Clemson Tiger, and there is no better place to be this fall than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel was built for Clemson alums by Clemson alums with killer views of Death Valley and Lake Hartwell from the patio. Plus, you can buy a condo and use it when you want, and we will rent it out when you don't. Come see it for yourself. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Go Tigers!
Celebrating the value of a life is always precious, and saying goodbye to a family member or friend is never easy. McDougald Funeral Services provides a variety of cremation choices to help you through those difficult times. McDougald's cremation service options are reasonable, respectful, and dignified, and your family can rest assured that all final arrangements are included. Trust a century of compassion from the professionals at McDougald Funeral Services, your cremation specialists in your time of remembrance.
The kick is up, and it's good. The crowd goes wild. Score big this October with Michelin at the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through October 31st, purchase 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Feel confident this fall on a new set of Michelin tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Give Zach or Joey a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Rate alert. Gary the Mortgage Expert can get 2.5% for 15-year fixed.
With good credit and 20% or more home equity, you can refi or purchase at 2.5%. Call 864-979-1111 or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com today. Gary's rates destroy the big banks. Subject to underwriting approval. APR is 2.7%. NMLS number 107429. Office number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan. Rates change daily. Equal housing lender.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and I want to thank you. There are literally thousands of insurance agencies in the upstate, and my company, The Insurance Source, was just selected as the best insurance agency in the upstate for the second year in a row. We have an incredible team, and we love what we do. When it all boils down to it, our job at The Insurance Source is to help people. How can we help you? Do you need to make sure that you have the right plan for your business? Do you need help with service issues? Call us at 864-467-8738 for a free consultation. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Rely on the pros in EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
All sports, all the time. From the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
One of the things I don't think we do enough is talk about putting lessons. We talk about golf lessons all the time. Let's talk about putting lessons. Andrew Oliphant, David Ledbetter Academy, is down at Katichi, and he's one of the best putting coaches in their whole organization. And so a putting lesson can mean so much for you. Imagine, you know, you make just two more putts around and what that does for you, lowering that score. So it's a quick, easy fix for you to do so much better with your golf scores. We always think about golf lessons and the full swing and all the new equipment and everything. Think about a little putting lesson from Andrew. Also, got a situation where a friend of ours wants to get away a little bit, need to get away. He's going to go down and we're going to stay at the cabin down there. And looking forward to that. So, Katichi, so much stuff going on. Get that putting lesson, that great golf lesson from the David Ledbetter Golf Academy at Katichi in beautiful Hartwell, Georgia. Short drive from where we are right now. CATEECHEE.com. Segment two with Mr. John Hite.
Mike, you want to discuss some games from over the past weekend. I want to start with the number four team in the country, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. 12, Louisville 7. Notre Dame's going to have to find some more offense, and they better find it quick, or Clemson's trip up to South Bend is not going to be pretty for the Irish.
What?
Yanga scored 12 and beat Clemson.
Yeah, what in the world happened there? I watched the game, and they just kept tripping over themselves and fumbling over themselves. They ran it for 232, but Ian Book can't throw it, and he can't throw it downfield. They don't have any wide receivers, and there's no big play capability.
You know who Ian Book is? He's Bo Nix as a senior.
With a little more pocket presence, a little bit more.
Only reason I would give him the edge in pocket presence was how Bo Nix played at the end of the South Carolina game, but we'll get to that.
Nix sees ghosts. Book, he does have success running it. Boy, he falls in love with the run and tucks it and goes too often there. I think part of it is just his weapons. Their longest pass in that game was 18 yards. An 18-yarder, 16-yarder, and a couple 12-yarders. That's it. He was 11 of 19 for 106 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. And Kyron Williams is a good player. I think Chris Tyree is a good player.
But outside of that, what do you have?
There's really nothing.
They don't have anything on the outside.
No, there's really nothing there. And so the offensive line's good.
Boy, are they missing Chase Claypool.
Yeah, they're missing speed and playmakers on the outside. With that said, I thought the defense played well, but Louisville is just limited now in what they can do because of their offensive line. They made Louisville's defense look great. Louisville's defense is not very good. But you're right. Now, Notre Dame, here's the news for Notre Dame. Ranked third in the country this week. They're going to beat Pittsburgh on the road, correct?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Pittsburgh, without the quarterback, Pittsburgh's not good.
Yeah.
At Georgia Tech.
They'll win that.
And so they're going to host Clemson. They're going to be 6-0. They're going to be third in the country. And they're riding a 20-some-odd game winning streak at home. So it's going to be a big game, and it can be a big game. But it can't be a big game if Ian Book plays like that and the wide receivers don't get better.
No, absolutely. I think the wide receivers have to be the thing that moves that offense. Because, I mean, Kyren Williams, I think, is a great player. But
yeah,
what is he going to do single-handedly to beat Clemson and Brent Venables?
No, I'm with you. And Tyree as well. But they won't. That won't happen. They got to have some sort of playmakers in there, no doubt.
Number 5, North Carolina went down to Tallahassee to take on Florida State.
Man.
And what in the world? See, this is what happens if you're North Carolina, where you expect Sam Howell bail us out in the fourth. Sam Howell's just, he'll bail us out. When you put your back up against the wall like that, where it was, what, 31-7 at half?
Yeah.
And then all you're doing in North Carolina is just running verticals the whole game.
Yeah.
And just chucking it up. We've seen North Carolina win a lot by that, but you're going to lose some games that way as well. And that shows Saturday night, especially in a first-half Florida State team that was fired up, that wanted to play. That's the first time I've seen Florida State like that this season.
Well,
Jordan Travis can't throw, but he can run the ball well.
When I was doing high school games as a color analyst with Fred Cunningham, News Channel 7, one of the things that we always talked about is in a big game, big upset situation, is there's a blueprint for an upset that you had to have something early, and then you need to hang on late.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. Early was the block punt. Very early in this game, the Tar Heels got the punt blocked, and the Seminoles scored to jumped out, and then they just kind of like jumped on them, and it just got worse and worse and worse. In the second quarter, Jordan Travis kept converting third downs and runs, and it was a weird deal because he still, I mean, he can't throw it at all, and they kept falling for that, and he rolled out and you know, kept plays alive with his feet, and he only completed 8 passes, but for 191 yards, there are big plays in the passing game to be had, and if you got to give Helton, he made some great catches,
mm-hmm.
And Terry Wilson. They were without Terry, their best wide receiver, as
which
well.
Which is crazy.
But they couldn't stop the running game, and they couldn't stop Jordan Travis on the scramble game. And again, North Carolina's defensive woes showed. The one thing, the biggest concern for me with North Carolina was that there was no sense of urgency at all. Like, they were walking up the line of scrimmage and walking this and that, and they didn't run the ball like I thought they would. Who would have thought going this game that Florida State would outrush North Carolina?
I wouldn't have thought that. You told me that last week. I would have told you you're crazy.
Yeah. Florida State, Jordan Travis, the offense is better, but, man, he just can't throw it. And once you realize that, once you stack that box up in there, if you got good enough corners, it just – turn them loose, and they're in trouble. I still think I don't buy this whole thing that all of a sudden Jordan Travis, they're playing better as a result of that. I don't buy that at all. I think North Carolina played bad, turned it over, and blocked punt and all that stuff, and
played lackadaisical.
Yep, they did, and they walked into a, you know, decent situation for Florida State in the crowd and all that kind of stuff. But that was more North Carolina than it was Florida State. You let Jordan Travis beat you with his arm
with no Terry.
Yeah. Bad move for North Carolina.
And I thought North Carolina's offensive line didn't play all that well.
I agree with that.
I thought Marvin Wilson controlled the line of scrimmage.
Yep, he couldn't run the ball, no doubt.
That's the best game he's played all season, for sure.
The pick six was a huge – Kando had to pick six. That was a big point in the game as well. But exciting finish, and then North Carolina dropped balls at the end of the game. They had a chance to win the football game, and they just had the drop seats there at the end. So that was the end of the blueprint that – something else happened big, and it was North Carolina dropping.
I think this game goes to show that North Carolina is still a year away from a mental standpoint.
Yeah.
That it was just a couple of years ago that they were, what, 1-10, 1-11?
North Carolina is a great example of this, that they're good, but they're not so good that they can play their C-minus game and beat
teams. Right,
so.
No, exactly. No, they need to They just got to play better. You got to play more consistent. Mentally, I just don't think they were there.
Against inferior teams, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, they are good enough to play your C-minus game and win.
Right.
North Carolina's not at that point. Oklahoma has been, but Oklahoma is young. And they didn't do that, you know, earlier on. So there are very few teams that are talented enough. Remember on the movie Miracle where Herb Brooks says, you're not talented enough to win on talent alone. North Carolina's right. A great example of that. They can't play their C-minus game and beat teams. And that's what happened Saturday night.
Absolutely. Poor Terry. One there. Number 11, Texas A&M, went to Starkville to take on Mississippi State. Kellen Mond, 13-23, 139, two touchdowns. Isaiah Spiller, I thought, had a very good game at 18 carries, 114 yards, two touchdowns. But what is happening in Starkville?
Well,
you have the one great game, and then they've, what was it, 44 points in the opener, and they've scored, what, 30-something since?
Costello's been benched. Will Rogers comes in the middle of that game. But here's the telling stat. 20 carries for minus 2 yards. You know, their All-American back did not play. And they don't have a running game. They don't have an offensive line.
No.
And they kept getting behind the chains. How about this? Of the vaunted offense that put up 670-something yard, whatever it was, against LSU, this past week they had 217 yards of offense. A&M still didn't look great, I didn't think.
No. Spiller looked great for him, but Mond wasn't all that impressive.
No, Mond was not. And
Mond was Mond, really.
Right. But their defense was great. How about the fact that they've scored, the offense has scored 14 points the last 2 weeks total. This time, 217 total yards, minus 2 yards rushing. And Mike Leach's team falls to 1-3 with their only wins in Baton Rouge.
It's crazy.
Yeah. A&M, though, A&M is played about a C game and won. And that's a testament. Here's what happened to A&M, too. As I thought this would happen a little bit there, is that they're not great at quarterback, but they've recruited so well at other places that they're better than most teams are going to play. You know, position by position, lines of scrimmage, at places like this. So they're still better than most teams, even though Mond's not going to go beat people. Mond doesn't have to beat people because they've recruited well enough that they're better than most teams are going to play. Not elite by any stretch. You know, like North Carolina, they can't play their C-minus game and win.
Right.
But they're still good enough at most positions because of through recruiting that they're going to beat most people that they play. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Two more games I want to touch on real quick, and one I kind of want to lead into the next segment with. First is Kentucky at Tennessee, 34-7. Thankfully, the defensive line coach for Tennessee is no longer there anymore because he was the one, you know, causing all the turnovers. Good on Pruitt to finally clean house.
Man.
But what do you I don't understand it. I, for the life of me, don't understand it.
What is that? Asparagus. You don't like asparagus? I ain't never heard of her.
I ain't never heard of her.
What is going on at Rocky Top?
Well, a couple things. Garantano, or as my buddy whose wife's a Tennessee fan told me yesterday, Garantano Bay. Garantano is just awful. 14-21, 88 yards, no touchdowns, two pick sixes.
Well, he threw two touchdowns.
Yeah, the other way. Gray and Chandler are good backs, but you can crowd the line of scrimmage. Remember, we talked about Kentucky does have a pretty good defense, a pretty good defensive line. And then once they got behind the way they did, quite frankly, this game was over at the six-minute mark in the second quarter when it went 17-0.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't think the Tennessee was going to score more than 17 points. It was two pick sixes, a 41-yard interception return, an 85-yard interception return. And really, Kentucky had one drive. Kentucky drove it 76 yards in the middle of the third quarter. That was their only drive. They had a 54-yard drive, a 49-yard drive, and then a field goal drive of 25 yards. But that was their only drive. I mean, let's not forget Kentucky in the game to make sure. Kentucky had 294 yards of offense. You know, Kentucky passed it for 107 yards. I told you, Terry Wilson's is the Treon Harris of quarterbacks. He just can't throw it. 12 of 15, but for 101 yards.
He's
dinks and dumps and checks down all day long. Throws it out there in little bubble screens and tunnel screens, all that kind of stuff. But they didn't have to, man. Simply because Garantano kept throwing it to the defense.
Yeah.
That's their issue. And they are in big-time trouble. Win game, looking at it, they've got Alabama this week. That's 2-3.
Right.
Arkansas's better than they are right now.
I would take Arkansas in that game right now.
A&M's better than they are right now.
Yep.
Auburn is Tennessee. Tennessee is Auburn, the same team. And then that Vanderbilt's a win. Then Florida. I mean, you could lose. Let's say you lose to Alabama, Arkansas, A&M.
You're looking at 3-7 the year. 4-6, best case scenario.
Yeah. I mean, it
for a team that everybody told us for nine months was back.
Back.
We're back. Look at this recruiting. Look at these linemen. You need to teach those offensive linemen how to tackle.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to stay in a game right now.
I'm with you.
It has completely fallen apart in Knoxville.
I am with you. And same thing on the Plains down at Auburn.
That was the other one I wanted to get to because I wanted to play a little wing game with Auburn. Is this the year? Is this the year where they move on from Gus?
Well, I don't know if they can afford to. But I'll say this about Auburn quickly. And think about this during the break. When it comes to the NFL draft of the next 3 years,
mm-hmm.
name the players that are going to the NFL from Auburn. Think about that.
Seth Williams. Oh, okay. I'll think about it during the break.
Harbin Quick Lumber, break. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Let them take care of you for 105 years. They've been doing it right. It's my great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber wants you to know that if you want a company that is going to come in, if you want a company that is going to team with you, work with you, learn more about who you are, learn more about your niche and your business and how you go about it, and make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money, all the interior products, exterior products, installed services that they have, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. My great friends at harbinlumber.com. We'll take a break. We'll open up some phone lines, talk about that Auburn stuff. So much more to get to when you come back right after this.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game only on The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Fall is in the air, and sitting by the fire pit at Lakeside Lodge Clemson overlooking the lake is the place to be. Whether you're watching football with other Clemson fans, relaxing by the lake, or enjoying delicious food and drinks at Traditions on the Lake restaurant, there's no better fall retreat than Lakeside Lodge. We have everything from three-bedroom suites to studios that you can rent for a weekend or own to use as often as you like. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Go to lakesidelodgeclemson.com to find out more.
Like going to Grandma's on Sunday. That's the nearly 30-year tradition of Dyer's Diner in Pendleton, featuring family recipes served at breakfast and lunch, catering, tailgating, and holiday meals. Dyer's Diner Pendleton at gmail.com. Call 646-7880.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home whole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you? Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agency Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate, Patrick Square, above Rick Irwin's, 133 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 206A. Call 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The Healthcare Clinic, our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reversed my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free, because they won't let you do it alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Relax. With a Clemson debit card from Founders Federal Credit Union, you're never too far from your Tigers. Stop by our Clemson office or any of our other locations to get your debit card today. Or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Dugal Funeral Services introduces a new local event venue, the Pendleton Center, opening this fall. Right here in Pendleton on Mechanic Street, it's perfect for funerals, reunions, or meetings. McDougal's experts help you customize your event layout. There's a full kitchen for food and catering, plus audio and video equipment for live streaming and presentations. Now, Pendleton, Townville, Sandy Spring, and surrounding areas have a gathering place that's closer to home. The Pendleton Center from McDougal Funeral Services.
Cox Builders in Williamston is the full-service general contractor you've been looking for. That's right. They cover it all. Commercial, residential, and agricultural. Located in the heart of the upstate, Cox Builders is with you throughout the entire build process. Utility buildings, pole barns, garages, custom homes, even commercial structures like restaurants, storage facilities, and strip malls. Call Sherry today to get a quote on your next project at 864-847-9009 and visit them online at coxbuildersgroup.com.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. My folks over at Tim's Harley Davidson, third generation owned. 4110 Clemson Boulevard, right there off of exit 19 in Anderson. They want to buy your trade-in right now, buy your motorcycle right now. Boy, that's great-looking products over there. Their showroom is fantastic. The showroom is filled with these awesome-looking motorcycles, but more than that, it looks like a department store in there with all your gear in it. Service and parts. They got a lot of pride in what they do there. They got some financing available that can help you out. Some really great promotional things going on. Some great sales going on. Check by and see our friends over at Tim's Harley Davidson right there in Anderson. Good folks there and long time, long family owned business, third generation owned and really good folks. Come by and see those folks. 224-1531. 224-1531. It's Tim's Harley Davidson. You, buddy. That's in your hometown too, but you. You know, it's the only thing missing from your portfolio right
That's
now.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing missing?
Yeah. I mean, you got the career going. You got the lady going. You got everything's going great in your life.
Yeah.
One little, look at a little CVO. I don't know. Looking right now, man. Boy, some good looking bikes on here.
That'd be a fun commute to work.
Yeah.
Hanging the old Harley up here?
Yes. Put a dog on the back with you.
Oh, she'd love it. I get a little sidecar for her.
Yeah.
She's too big for the back of the bike.
You would love it. It's great friends over at Tim's Harley Davidson. Let's get some phone calls if we can. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And I want to start out with Knowles fan, who I'm going to give credit because, as you told me on Friday, you never pick against your Knowles. And as it turned out, you were right. You didn't have to. What a nice win, Knowles fan, for you guys Saturday night.
Yes, sir, Mickey. I appreciate y'all getting me in this morning. I actually got up early enough to get in on the way to work this morning. But first of all, you might want to go get Drake one of those little Harley Davidsons.
Yes.
I need a little kid's Harley Davidson. Y'all could ride together around the neighborhood.
That's exactly right. He's already riding his four-wheelers around everywhere, so that's what we need for sure. Give him a little put some training wheels on it. We'll take care of that. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it, man. I have a son that'll be 13 next year.
Awesome.
So, I mean, they grow up fast. So.
Awesome.
So stick with it and enjoy every second you can.
No,
but anyway,
no.
Wanting to get in with Knowles. Mickey, I just want a little more love from you, man. I heard y'all talking a little bit, and you didn't hate on us too bad. I ain't getting on y'all too much, but I think Jordan Travis deserves a little more love. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the ACC, but I think he can throw the ball a little better than people give him credit.
Mm-hmm.
He can definitely throw the deep ball pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He misses on some of those immediate passes every now and then, but he also hits some too, and he really opens up his game when he can run outside the pocket. I think he throws better outside the pocket than he does inside the pocket, but I'm not saying he's the best quarterback, but I really think he's made this Florida State offense a lot better. I mean, you got a running back that went for over 100 yards this weekend against North Carolina, who's top five team in the country. Now we can debate if they're actually top five or not, but when they came into Tallahassee, they were number five, and that's what matters right now
to
me.
Yep.
So, and you know, like you said too, y'all did hit on this. I mean, no Terry. I mean, you had Helton and you had Pokey Wilson out there, you know, making some plays, and just think Florida State's doing a little better. I think if you watch the Georgia Tech game and you watch the North Carolina game, they have gotten better each week. And the coaches I've been very impressed with making the right changes, man. You're seeing new faces on the team. I mean, I know me and you talked last Friday about the linebackers, and I brought up Stephen Dix, and Stephen Dix actually started this game. He's a true freshman and played his tail off, man.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with linebacker play this Saturday. But just think Florida State's getting better each week. I still think we're going to lose some games, and I mean, we're nowhere near where we need to be. But offensively, I think Florida State won up front against North Carolina on both sides of the ball, honestly. They got a little pressure on Travis, but, I mean, you know, I think we sacked Hal three or four times.
Four times.
The defense looked the best they've looked all year, and very, very impressed with that. But and the offensive line is playing a lot better, I think, than I think we brought that up Friday. But I think the offensive line is playing a lot better. I know Travis opens that up some, but the running game's opening it up as well. I mean, you're actually running the ball each game, and you got two guys that can run the ball, but Webb, I think he's going to be a good player for Florida State as that offensive line builds. I mean, you have a few freshmen on that offensive line, so it's just very impressive in my eyes. But just think Florida State deserves a little more credit. Again, I don't think they're nowhere near they need to be, and you know, we'll see how they respond to Louisville this weekend. I'm excited about it. I want to see how they respond after a big emotional win, because let's be honest, Florida State hasn't had a win like that since 2014 or so, maybe.
Yeah.
2015. It's been a long time. So, but really like where we're headed. I think the coaching's got us right. And like I said, I think we're getting better each week. And let's just see where we build on that. And Terry will be coming back sometime this season. So that's good news. And just think Florida State deserves a little more credit. That's all, man. I think they played a heck of a game and they beat North Carolina. I mean, we missed some field goals to make it a bigger game and had some stupid personal fouls, which I love Mike Norvell getting on those boys, man. He's on the field chewing them out, and that's the coach we need right there, man. And I think Florida State's headed in the right direction, like I said last week, and just proud of my Knowles, man. It was a great game. Thank you for letting me get in this morning.
Thank you, Knowles fan. I agree with almost everything you said there. Totally agree on almost everything you said. Travis, he's a really good runner, and he sees the field well, sets his blocks up well, great vision, and he cuts well. He's big enough and strong enough to run the football. Maybe makes the offensive line look better. He does throw better outside the pocket. Can't throw it inside the pocket there, but you know, King Dow looked great on the interception. You got to get some help from Dotson over there. The one corner was getting picked on, and he looked like he was just hanging on for dear life over there. But he mentioned Dix, the linebacker, I thought looked fantastic. And Florida State's lines of scrimmage did look better. I thought they looked better than North Carolina on both sides of the line of scrimmage. It was a great, great, great win for Florida State. No doubt about that. No doubt. Let's get Delvin up next, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Hope you're all well as well.
Big news coming out of LSU with Miles Brennan being injured. And look like they got to go with some couple of freshmen.
You know, I didn't realize that last week he would not have played against Florida. I don't know how I missed that. They didn't play the game because of COVID, but I didn't realize that. And he is now questionable.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I didn't know he was that hurt bad. So that's kind of interesting that Coach, at least the information from Mickey, I never thought I would say this, but we knew North Carolina would be a good team. What about the biggest game in the ACC this week is North Carolina and NC State? Ranked teams.
When? You know what? I'm going to look this up. The last time that both schools were ranked when they faced each other. And it's got to be a long time ago.
And I'll leave you with this, mate. I know why Clemson playing new again. The Big Ten is bad. That's why, because you see how they fit in the schedule.
Yeah, you know, the Big Ten is joining things this week. It's going to be interesting to see how we respond to that and what goes into,
you know, that, because they already got two primetime games like this week, Minnesota and
Michigan
played at 7:30 spot, and 7:30 spot then next week, Penn State and Ohio State played at 7:30 spot. So they, you see how they affected the schedule and stuff, and Clemson playing at noon. So it's kind of interesting how the Big Ten comes back. ESPN said, well, you know what, we're gonna put y'all at noon, Clemson.
Well, you know what? I mean, Clemson's playing Syracuse, so Syracuse is not great.
But Boston College, if Boston College wins this week, they'll be 4-2. That's 4-2. That's a 4-2 team.
Yeah, but Ohio State, Penn State is a bigger game than that. We know that. That's not. And I'm going to tell you what is one of the things that has changed is the national noon game really is one of the desired games now because there's not a lot of competition for the national noon games. A lot of 3:30 competition. There's a lot of all that. So it's kind of like one of the higher rated games now.
Yeah, so actually, Fox did something special right there, cause moving all their big games to noon games.
Yep, yeah, they did a great job. They did a great job of that, and it starts the day off and get people looking forward to that game. And no doubt. But you know, I'll be honest with you. As much as I've gotten on the Big Ten, the season itself has not been the same without it. I don't pull for any of the Big Ten teams. I'm not a Big Ten fan or anything. But let's face it, we need the Big Ten. We need Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State. We need Wisconsin. We need Minnesota. We need these teams. Those are, you know, outside of Ohio State, none of them are national elite teams. But when we're starting to rank the NC States of the world and the Coastal Carolinas of the world, and those are getting ranked, you know, and watching Tennessee and Auburn being ranked, we need these teams.
Hey, get Coastal Carolina to split me.
Yeah, but we all know. I mean, they're not the top 25 team. The NC State's not a top 25 team. We've got teams in there. We're having a vote in the top 25 because these teams, Big Ten and Pac-12, aren't in there. It's just, it's nice to have a little bit of normalcy back. It's nice to get, you know, Purdue's got some stars. Nice to see them. Indiana's trying to make another, you know, another back-to-back good season. There's some storylines out there that's going to be a lot more fun to watch. It's just, it's more, and more's better as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but how do you know some of these Big Ten teams are real good? You don't know, Mickey.
No.
When they start playing, they might not be that good. You'd be like,
Yeah, why not? But at least we can watch them rather than say, well, I think they would have, you know?
Yeah, but it's good. Like you said, it's good to have them back.
Welcome back.
Interesting weekend with all these games playing this weekend, but thanks for my call, man.
Thank you, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call for sure. Hey, Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com. I spent a very nice segment of my day tomorrow talking to Donnie Patterson. And I want to take the guy's been doing it since the 70s. He said, man, I had a guy come here the other day saying, hey, you're retiring, huh? And he goes, no. Why did he say this? So Mickey act like you're retired. No, Mickey's never act like Donnie. Donnie will never retire. He's not going to retire. He talks about how he loves working. He loves helping people. He loves being around the office and being around his office family there. And so he's never going to fully retire. And so, no. He's there. And I know some people have I've heard his stories of people who've actually used him since the 70s. I love that. He was very complimentary of us. He's been very kind to us. His people are very kind to us as well. And so I am a Patterson's Tax Service person. I value the friendships we have there. I value the business relationships that we have there. I value what they've been able to do with me as far as saving my company and my family, you know, money and time and more than anything else, saving us stress. because I just turn it over. They handle everything they can handle for me. Let them do that for you and your small business and your individual stuff. Hey, it's a great time. You know, we've got the big thing coming up at the rental place, United Rentals and all that kind of stuff coming up. Maybe some capital improvements for your company on a big sales day coming up next week. 859-8289, the Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289. We have